Before we begin today's episode, I would like to mention Fredly again. His story has been picked up by a few of the news sources in Anchorage this week. I also had the pleasure of speaking with his cousin Craig, and the family has started a GoFundMe to raise money to hire a private investigator and a lawyer. I'll keep sharing the link on Facebook every day and mentioning it at the beginning of every podcast episode until they have reached their goal to pay for the help they need to get answers. They have made a lot of headway by themselves, but they need help. Please, if you can donate, even the smallest amount would help them reach their goal. Waka. Hello, I'm B. Nicole, and this is Buried on the Tundra. I wish to acknowledge that I record this podcast on the ancestral land of the Yupik Chupik people. I acknowledge this is not only in thanks to the indigenous communities who have held relationships with the land for generations, but also in recognition of the historical and ongoing legacy of colonialism. Additionally, I acknowledge this as a point of reflection for all of us as we work towards dismantling colonial practices. Ukivok is on King's Island. It is 90 miles from Nome and 40 miles from the closest village. The island is less than a mile wide, making it only accessible by helicopter or by boat. The island is all coast and cliffs. There are no beaches, which makes it hard to land your boat. The village once had a population of 200. Ukivok Mutes, a tribe of the Inupiaq people. Ukivok Mutes were called the people of the sea. They migrated, coming to the island during the winter months to hunt seal, walrus, and to fish. And then during the summer, they would go near Nome and the neighboring villages to do subsistence and to sell their ivory carvings. The homes in the village were built on a very rocky coast. All the homes are on stilts, which isn't a foreign concept for Alaskans, but from the looks of the pictures, the stilts are much higher than our normal stilts. The earlier homes were built from driftwood, poles, planks, hides, and fabric. Due to their location, the Ukivok Mute did not have any cars, trains, airplanes for transportation. They would build umiaks out of hides and driftwood, which could carry about 15 to 20 people. It just depended on the size of the boat. But they would use their kayaks to get back and forth from the land near Nome to King's Island. Also, they would use it for hunting and whaling. Due to Ukivok's location in the Arctic Circle, there were limited daylight hours during the winter. This made dancing very popular in the communal men's huts. Because it was so popular, the Ukivok Mute actually called December the time for dancing. Of course, the Western world had a hand in helping abandon Ukivok. First, during World War II, the men of King's Island were drafted, causing the population to drop almost by half. Not long after that, an outbreak of tuberculosis killed off a large portion of the population. Finally, in 1959, the Bureau of Indian Affairs made the decision to close the school on Ukivok due to rock slides. This was the biggest cause for Ukivok to be abandoned because they had no children to help with the subsistence activities. By 1970, all the Alaskan natives had moved off of King's Island to largely Nome, Fairbanks, or Anchorage. Most of the buildings are still standing, abandoned and beaten by the harsh sea weather. In 2019, Ferillon launched a sim recreating the village of Ukiwak on a platform called Second Life. It was like a video game, so you could walk around and take a virtual tour of what the village used to look like. They even had a historical accurate recreation of a church that had actually been taken down before the village was abandoned. And there is a statue, a very large statue of Jesus up on a cliff that the church had also brought in, and I believe it's still on the island. I will add the link to the blog, but I believe this sim was closed down. They seem to do launches only for short periods of time. Another way to see a part of King Island's history is to visit the Alaskan Native Heritage Center, where you can find an umiak made by Paul Tilana, who was from King's Island. The umiak is a watercraft made out of 5 walrus hides and driftwood. The umiak in the Heritage Center can hold 15 to 20 people for whaling or hauling cargo. Again, if you would like to visit that artifact, it is located in the Alaska Native Heritage Center in Anchorage. So there have been a lot of updates for Fredley's case that have come forward in the last few weeks. Unfortunately, my life has been really busy, so I have not been able to do a full update episode to give you everything that is currently known. Hopefully, within this next week, it might be a mid-week release, there will be another episode giving you everything that's known right now. You can find case pictures, source materials, and a case map showing you the locations of each of the villages I've talked about. Go to buriedonthetundra.com. You can follow me on Facebook at Buried on the Tundra. You can also follow me on Instagram at Buried on the Tundra Podcast. Like, subscribe, review the podcast on whatever platform you're using. Next week, we're going to look at the murder of Bertha Paulson. If you have a case you'd like me to cover, please send an email to buriedonthetundra@gmail.com. Warmest wishes from the coldest state.